my goal has always been
to play professional.
Around that time, I devoted all my time to soccer.
Since I was in elementary school, middle school, I wanted to play D1 soccer.
I walked onto the team as a freshman.
My priority and my goal is to play as a
professional. In college, I've fallen even more in love with the game.
Becoming a professional is definitely possible.
You could get lucky and be an exceptionally gifted player and still go pro.
I don't want to, like, someday regret not being able to fulfill my potential, at least within the framework of my control. I play men's soccer. I've been playing since I was 3 or 4.
Second grade, I played Sunday soccer when I was in, like, preschool, but second grade was when I started, like, playing more seriously.
I've been playing competitively since I was 11, but I guess I've been playing since I was 6.
I played baseball, basketball, a little bit of football, basically basketball up until 8th grade. But since then, it's been soccer only, basically from high school and then on. It's always been my favorite, and I just love playing.
I played a lot of sports when I was really young, like baseball, basketball, swimming. As I got older, it was between basketball and soccer, and I played on, like, an AAU team when I was in 8th and 9th grade, and then I decided I would have more success in soccer, so around that time, I devoted all my time to soccer.
I think I played basketball for one season, but other than that, nothing. I just played soccer.
I mean, I remember since I was in elementary school and middle school, I wanted to play D1 soccer. I was deciding when I was in high school between Duke, Indiana, UNC, and Stanford. I picked Indiana, and Duke and UNC were my next choices, and then I decided to transfer, and the transfer percentage admission rate at Duke is really small. I've been here since my sophomore year.
So, yeah, I was trying to play in college. I was on a good club team that traveled around the country, and I would, like, contact coaches and tell them, like, hey, I'm going to be in X city, and you guys can come watch me play. So senior year, I was kind of scrambling, and I eventually just got admission to Duke on my own, like, academic merit, and I walked onto the team as a freshman. So my path was a little unconventional.
I kind of had a list of schools that I was interested in going to and playing for, and so time went on, I would narrow it down. I went on some visits. I went to South Carolina for a visit and got to know the coaches. So in the end, I kind of had it down between South Carolina and one or two other schools, and South Carolina showed the most interest, and they had a pretty good program, and one of my teammates was going there, so I decided to go there.
And then when I came to Duke, my goal has always been to play professionally, and it doesn't mean I take academics any less seriously than I would have if I weren't an athlete. You know, you have to realize for injuries and, you know, obviously when you stop playing, but that's definitely my priority and my goal is to play as a pro.
As a freshman, I was like, my mindset was that I would come out and I'd go to medical school. But as time has progressed, I've fallen even more in love with the game. So if it had happened that I had been good enough to be starting, I probably would definitely have tried to pursue a professional career.
My only goal wasn't to play professionally, but that was, I mean, that's the dream. And so that was kind of, that's what I always wanted to do. But it wasn't my only goal. I also was very focused on academics because I didn't want to get through college and play soccer. And then even if I went professionally, if something went wrong and soccer ended early for me, I didn't want to have nothing else to fall back on. I wanted to have my good academic career and some sort of occupational passion. But going professional was probably my number one goal.
These 4 years of college are very formative in young kids' lives, and you have a lot of distractions and influences that can kind of change your attitude and your professionalism and your mentality towards your sport. In college, things change, you know. Maybe you drop out of form. You know, the transition from the high school to the collegiate game is big, and some kids just, you know, fall off the radar, as sad as that is to say. And you could also get injured, could have a career-ending injury.
I tore my ACL, which I didn't miss any of the season, but I had lingering issues and missed about half the season collectively last year, which was not ideal, but I had a good spring and I'm healthy now.
To go pro, you have to have a mentality that's different. You know, the first guy in the gym or on the field and last guy off. I see great players, talented, who come in and their attitude is absolute garbage. I just don't think that they'll excel. They may make it to the next level, but they will not excel.
I talked to my coaches in my senior year and told them that I was interested in playing overseas in Europe, and they had some good contacts, and so they got me in contact with some people, specifically with my agent, and kind of went from there. From going from college into playing professionally, you have to have the attitude of I'm willing to start wherever I need to start to get my foot in the door. Just have faith in yourself that once you get your foot in the door, you can play well. And then, you know, a few years down the road, maybe you'll be in that dream position, the dream team that you want to be with.
I would say my motivation is knowing that becoming a professional is definitely possible. If I'm healthy and I can work towards something, especially something I love doing, would be my goal forever. So that's the main motivation.
So I just feel very lucky that the opportunity I got kind of landed in my lap. I'm very happy with it because I mean, being able to play a sport as your main form of employment and daily activity is who gets to do that? That's just amazing. It feels good because this is what I've done my whole life and this is what I wanted to do, and I'm glad that I made the choice to leave school early and to pursue this.